Welcome back to the Novice Elitist, talking about some more anime. Here we are. This is not part of the OVA series, I don't believe. I'm pretty sure this was theatrical release.
It was theatrical released.
But in the same way, it's sort of a sequel, a spin-off to our OVA series, because really we're covering this because after we were done watching Riding Bean, I was like, oh man, I'm in such a car kick right now. We got to do fucking Redline. And then in the middle, we did another little connected in bit with Gunsmith Cats. So I'll lead with this. We actually now have to do one more little lead in because I didn't realize until I was doing research for this that there's actually a prequel OVA series for this movie called Trava Fist Planet. You heard of that?
No, I have not. Go on.
Yeah, it's four episodes long. The episodes are about like 15 minutes in length. And it centers on two of the racers that we see in this. I'll point them out when we see them.
I think I may know who you're talking about, though, if it's that obvious.
Yeah, so, yeah, apparently we have one more. This will be a four-part series instead of just three. But here we are with Redline.
Well, I'm going to add a fifth one to that, not knowing.
Oh, no.
Because we'll get into it, of course. I'll reveal it at the end. Don't worry. I'm not going to spoil it just yet. But welcome, ladies and gentlemen, those in between and affiliated. There's a flu going around. This year's a flu, but it's not a bad flu. See, this is a good flu that we've been having recently, as Caleb said. It's kind of a anime car flu that we have, and we didn't even intend for it to happen. It just was happenstance and serendipitous that it just happened this way. So it's the year of our Lord of Cars, basically. In cars we trust.
Yes, and I feel that up at the front, I need to address something about this movie here and covering it. So initially, I was planning for us to do a discussion for this, because just in general, I prefer doing discussions. I find it's easier for me to edit. I like the freedom of being able to jump around and cover a movie from different angles rather than having to kind of keep to the flow of progression. Especially with you, Isaac, you like to do like no spoilers until we get to certain scenes and stuff. And sometimes I find that a bit limiting. But after I was done watching this, I realized that there's no way I can do a discussion on this movie. I don't even know how I'm going to do a commentary on this movie. I feel like this is one of the very rare movies where I don't know if I have the ability to critique this thing. I saw this a few years ago, and at the time, I was over the moon for it. I absolutely loved it. But as I kind of moved away from it, I always remembered that I loved it, but I did not remember how much I loved it until I came back to it last night. This movie is just a movie that I don't... It's an experiential film for me, and I don't know what I'm going to be able to say about it. And I might just sit here being amazed all the way through.
This is full on kinetic energy. Like this is speed at its finest.
Yes, and I think I'll be saved by not having the music and the sound effects, but this is like a shock and awe experience for me, and I'll spoil some of my thoughts. By the time we get to the end credits where we just see the word "the end," I was on such an adrenaline high and in such awe that I just started tearing up at that, seeing the word "the end." I was like, oh my God, I cannot believe how fantastic this movie is. So I'm going to try my best, but this might be one of those experiences that you've had a couple times with review movies.
Probably. I mean, this movie is rule of cool, excuse me.
Yeah, and I'm as a giant fan of car movies. Yeah. But I guess let's get into it. I don't want to belabor this any longer.
Yeah, we'll talk over all that. We'll gush and spill our thoughts, cry, laugh, together get mad, whatever you want to call it, as we start this movie. So if you have a legally or if you have this physical or digital legally or illegally version of this movie, please get it to what says timestamp 0. Caleb, take it away.
Well, I'll hit play on the word play. So I'll count 3, 2, 1 play, and then we'll go ahead. 3, 2, 1 play. Yeah, I'll say it's a rare experience for me, the type of experience I had with this movie. The only other times I can really remember having this was anytime I watched Enter the Void and this other movie that I won't mention the title for. It's one of my favorite movies, and I keep holding back because I'm very curious what Isaac's going to say about it. And I don't want him to know that it's one of my favorite movies when he goes into it. So, but Madhouse Animation, yeah, we've had some experience with them.
Well, the last thing we did of theirs, was our infamous Wicked City commentary.
Yeah, it's been quite a while since we returned, and I think this is a glorious return. I think this movie looks fantastic.
I mean, they've done a lot of stuff in between, of course.
Oh, yes, and stuff that we've talked about, just not done a full episode on. And
yet.
We've talked about some stuff in speakeasies. Yeah, Blood of Zeus and Castlevania.
That's not Madhouse.
Oh, really? Oh, that I thought Castlevania.
That's Powerhouse.
Powerhouse. Oh, yes, you're right. Yeah. How about some Doghouse? Because we get a lot of pups here.
Doghouse rules.
Yeah, a lot of puppers.
Surprisingly, I forgot. Like, they kind of just vanish after this. I just realized, coming back to this, I'm like, huh.
Well,
but definitely, like, sets the mood of, like, all these guys are an intro of, like, oh, yeah, you are not getting, like, and like you are, like, in some place that's out of this world.
Yeah, I'm assuming whatever this planet is, yeah, wherever they're holding Yellow Line, is just the dog world. And I kind of wish this kid, would have come back more.
I thought he was going to be a recurring character throughout the movie, but he's only in Yellow Line.
Yeah. Maybe they couldn't afford to go to Red Line, and plus, why would they? It seems like a pretty dangerous situation.
Oh, this is going to be a weird experience for me, because, like, you need to have the sound on.
Yes. I actually, when it was done playing, I was like, oh, I wish I could rescind my pick for doing this. I really don't want to cover this anymore now that I've watched it again.
This could have been a discussion, but it's like, we're doing it, so we're committed to it. Let's go.
I don't think I could discuss it. I think I would not know what to say at all.
It's like pure dopamine, but for this guy, and even for myself as well.
Yeah, there's some things I can mention in terms of plot and stuff, but that's not really this type of movie. It's all about that intense chase and the fantastic look of it. Like, all this right here, you can see that they put a hell of a lot of time into making this thing look as polished as they could.
By the end of this, I said, even though we were a little bit positive on, you know, the Flash movie, I was like, this is the only way you could ever do a Flash movie.
Oh, in terms of capturing the
yep
intensity of speed. Yeah.
Yep. No, this is one of those, like, actual depictions of speed that I've ever seen. Like,
oh, it's incredible.
I mean, they even do the kind of, they almost do the Fast and Furious 1 NOS. What was visualization?
Oh no, yeah, they one of the best I've ever seen. We get in this movie, yeah. And I always like it in Fast and the Furious. I wish they did it more, but the version we get here is so cool.
Wow, I did not realize how many characters are not in this later on. Excuse me.
Oh, from Yellow Line, yeah.
Yeah, no, I forgot about this. I mean, I know I just watched this today, but, like, holy smokes.
Yeah, only the two move forward to the next race.
That's awesome. How they, like, wow, okay. I guess all the others, like, just came in through other competitions, maybe?
Yeah, Yellow Line was just one of the many qualifying races.
Right, thank you.
Yeah, and by the way, earlier this year, after we're done with Fast and the Furious, I was on such a car kick that I covered a movie with Eric on his podcast called Pit Stop, which is all about a chaotic world of derby racing. And I just have a fascination with the world of fast cars in a sport kind of setting. I think that's so fascinating for film.
Here we go. Light speed. Sorry.
So cool. The stretching. Yeah, again, they do that stuff in Fast and Furious. It could never be as cool as it is in animation. CGI just looked funny, and I enjoyed it in that Fast and the Furious original, but it had a more silly edge. This just feels so cool.
And it's funny as you think, like, oh, this has got a lot of, like, silly images or kind of over the top. It's like, no, this one works.
I like that crab Sonishi almost looks like breasts. Like, it almost has that quality to it.
I was thinking of that Cherry Hunter herself. Yeah, it's kind of looks like that. But no, in this, it's just, I love that they made the right choice of, like, are having our protagonist drive something that's a lot more, like, you know, something more approachable for an audience member, whereas everything else is just so esoteric and eclectic that you're just like, what am I even looking at? Is this even a race car?
Yeah, it creates this weird absurdity to see just a regular Pontiac Trans Am inserted into this. Yeah, all these very extravagant designs. Yeah, but it really, really works.
Whoever, like, again, I don't know everything but about this movie, but like whoever designed all these, like all these machines, holy smokes, you like, I hope you got like a bonus.
I don't think they did. I know that this movie did not do well at the box office, and many of these people did not really go on to have much success afterwards.
Well acclaimed though. It was definitely like, acclaimed by people, but yeah, this one, yeah, not this. I put Madhouse in the bankruptcy, I believe.
Oh wow. Yeah, that sucks. Oh, you know who I'm think I think Madhouse, I think they did Afro Samurai. I was trying to think of other things that they did, and I think that's one of them.
Animatrix, or part of the Animatrix, with Production IG and Studio 4C.
Yeah, a couple different studios. And the director of this was actually a director on Animatrix. He directed one of my least favorite segments, World Record.
Right, the one with the guy run at the sprinter.
Yeah, the sprinter. Yeah.
Okay, I can't tell if he's taking out his teeth or I have no idea what he's doing.
Yeah, he's rubbing his cocaine on the gums to get that cocaine high. But he's rubbing it real in there. Maybe he is. Maybe he's got dentures. He's rubbing it underneath the dentures.
I guess to do I want to say that classic Rick James line?
Oh, cocaine's a hell of a drug.
There you go.
I thought you meant I'm Rick James, bitch.
Well, there's that, but even still, well, there, I may or may not make a Dave Chappelle reference. Sorry, guys. I know he's not popular with the younguns right now.
Oh my gosh. See, I've got the music playing very lightly in my headphones, and it's already getting me pumped.
Wait, no, I no, that was meant to for another. Never mind. Whoops. So I should have done that for Gunsmith Cats. Whoops. Oh well.
Oh, the Dave Chappelle bit.
Yep. It was after Natasha got like after she went off the bridge and blew up. It's like, gotcha. Can't say it, obviously,
Oh,
but you
I
know what I'm
see.
talking about, right? Yeah.
Yeah, you can say at this point you've been breaking out the bad language all night.
Wait, was that recorded?
No, I don't think so.
Okay.
Maybe one of them was, I think.
All it was I called Transformers 86 a piece, well, in Caleb's eyes, a piece of SHIT.
Well, I disagree with that, but
Well, I'm saying that, but he obviously doesn't mean that, but I like just boil it down to like, no, Caleb thinks it's a piece of crap because he liked the G.I. Joe movie better.
man, the water. Oh, see. See what? Sorry, just to cut you off very briefly. Like, what do you say about how do you capture in audio how great this opening chase is? Like, it's got such a great intensity. It immediately grips me, and so much creativity with the designs, the color. But sorry, go ahead.
No, that's fine. Trying to think, Cherry Hunter herself, like what she's doing with her hovercraft on the water. That totally reminds me of one of those like arcade machines that you would race like jet skis or something like that on back in the aughts. You remember that?
Yeah, and there was even a game. Oh, I played it. Actually played it a lot. Oh, I wish I could remember what the name of that game was. Or it was, yeah, like hovercrafts racing over water. Oh man. Maybe I'll look it up. I'll see if I can find it.
It's a style of genre, I know that for a fact, but that actually leads me to a question. This honestly could have been a game as well.
Oh my gosh. Oh, yes. No, that's a note in there. Why has there not been a game that looks like this, a racing game? I mean, that would be so fantastic.
Heck, I'd love to see it cel shaded because I don't know if I could. Yeah, no, cel shaded is the only way of like doing it, I think.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, some of these faces are really reminding me of the thing I'm thinking of. Just the build up and like as they're about to like, go like sonic speed or whatever, it's like, golly, I just love the wind up and build up of this.
Yep. And I can't undersell how how much the music, the propulsive nature of it. And I love they have like theme songs for all the characters and stuff.
They do.
It's, oh man. Oh, the game is Hydro Thunder, by the way.
That's, yeah, no, I know. Yeah, okay. I've heard of that one.
Yeah, love that game. Spent many, many hours playing that. Of course, me with my love of water. That'd be the racing game I was attracted to the most.
Why the hey is he not wearing goggles at this point?
He's too cool. It wouldn't fit. Oh, of course, nosebleed there.
Yeah. Okay, now it literally is like just reminded me of the other, the one I'm thinking of, my pick. But
are you waiting to the end to let it loose?
Yep. No, I'm waiting for it because I also forgot which what it was called. Oh, I remember. Yeah, okay, I remember what it was called.
Yeah. Oh my gosh.
So I haven't really talked about this on a speakeasy yet. I will, but I had I told him that I had seen what is it, Gran Turismo.
Oh yes. Mm-hmm.
And yeah, I mean this like blows it out of the water, but not in a bad way. I don't mean like because I have some things to say about that. I won't say like, you know, reveal my whole hand, but like watching that and then watching this, like wow.
Any car movie and then watching this, I don't think anything has come close to this. Mad Max Fury Road, maybe. But there's the intensity of the speed in this. Yeah, I've never seen a capture on a film quite like this.
See, I was like, okay, hang on a second. JP may have crossed the finish line with her. And then it's like, oh, he didn't actually touch down. Yeah. We're going with you have to physically make contact with the lines. Okay, that makes sense.
Yeah, and just showing that the lack of, or the drop in momentum of him crashing was enough that she could zoom right through as he was in the process of falling.
Nope, that totally makes sense.
This is the one thing I don't know if I feel like this opening here was, it feels a little bit jarring.
Really?
I still like the music and the look of it. It's just right after that particular moment. It's like, maybe I didn't need that right here.
Well, I love like the silhouettes of it. It kind of reminds me of the good parts of.
It looks great.
Parts I like in Last Jedi. When they're on Crate.
Oh, yeah. Yep. Yeah. I think it's funny that they say who directed it out loud. You rarely see that in movies. The only other time I can remember seeing that is Orson Welles would announce sometimes. He would read out the whole cast list and then at the end say, and written by, directed, and produced by Orson Welles.
Interesting.
It was really cool that he would do that. It would bring a lot of prestige to his movies. Him reading out the cast list with that great voice of his.
Dang, is this guy, man, I mean, I tell you what, man, this guy, he ain't no disco godfather, but, and nor is he the pimp named Slickback, but I tell you what, he's got something going on here. He's a highly influential figurehead.
Yeah, like, it's almost like a godly quality to him. Everything's in gold, all shiny, and yeah, he almost like rides off into like history.
You ether know. History, yeah, exactly.
Yeah,
I liked it that
rides off into myth.
I definitely liked that it was a flashback, like immediately afterwards.
Yeah, and the kissing two girls at once—that was pretty cool.
When the planet door, okay, so it was. Yeah, you're right. I missed that part.
Yeah, and good old Sana Shi celebrating, and her 8, 7, and 8s very accentuated there.
Which I was like, okay, is that supposed to be a reference to like her bust or something?
Yeah, they definitely lean into that with her. It's like I said, her car even looks like breasts. So what can you do about it?
Well, we'll get into that. But turns out this whole opening, again, and I know Caleb's not here for the plot, but like for me, he's trying to keep with us with the plot. Turns yes. out that this him, you know, as we saw his buddy there was an explosive that was like planned. Like he was in on it. It's like, oh, okay, interesting.
Yeah, we had Boss Sinoki the whole time. He's like, oh, are you sure your guy here, Sweet JP? Like, you really think he's going to pull through? He seems like he wants to fucking win this race. And so, yeah, he knew that he wouldn't lose on purpose, Frisbee, his friend. And so he planted a bomb to pull him off course.
Can I just say that, like, that takes patience and guts, by the way, and restraint to not win.
Yes, very much so.
It's it definitely is similar to Dash in The Incredibles, where he's like, I want to race, but I'll make sure to not win.
Yeah. Yeah, and so it's nice to have someone there to help you out by damaging the car. I guess they even do that in Fast and Furious with the dad, Papa Toretto.
In 9, right? Like,
yeah, in 9.
Oh, yeah, I guess they did do that. Oh, I guess they stole it from this. Justin Lin, you hack. No, I'm just kidding.
But I love Frisbee's design with his little mohawk and the different color splotches on his body. Or his head, I should say. I think he looks really cool.
I even love the fact that they drew him younger as well. That was shocking to me. I'm like, this is a lived-in world.
Oh, yeah, it feels super lived-in. Absolutely. Yeah, this is one of those movies that I just feel immediately immersed in, but feel like I've been with it for so long, like 20 minutes in.
Like, here they have eclectic designs of everybody, but they also still have, like alien designs, I guess, but they also have human designs as well.
Yeah, I like that even JP's got, like, the almost, like, elf ears in the...
I did not realize that until you just said, like, you were on that scene. Although, it kind of looks like he...
The extended hair.
Like, he almost has ears, like, regular ears at a distance, I don't know. But, yeah, it looks like he has Vulcan ears. Huh.
Todoroki and Miki.
So, I'm assuming those two are the, what is it? The protagonists of that prequel series you were talking about?
Nope. Nope, I'll hold off.
I was wrong. Okay, well, thank goodness, because I was incorrect.
Oh, this is one of the first time I watched this, I just love this absurdity of this robo world. Like, why hold the race right next to these guys? You're pissing them off so much. Why just fuck with them? And it goes to extreme levels, and it's so great.
See, when they said robo world. And then I watched, like, you know, as I watched it, I was like, should this be called Cyberworld instead? Because they're more cybernetics than they are, like, androids or robots.
Yeah, that's fair. That's fair.
But whatever. Don't worry. I'm not going to.
Look at Frisbee's face.
Again, over-exaggeration and, it's like, how over the top is. It's just, like, I don't know how you could, like. By the way, I love how eloquently this, like, chicken man is speaking. It's. Or Chicken Duck Man, it's great.
I love the design of that guy. Both these guys I think are great, but that duck guy. I was even thinking of Howard. I can't help it.
I just love how the second guy is doing it for he's not doing it, or he can't race for political reasons.
Yeah, I thought that was funny. Yeah. Yeah, there's something just about the absurdity of them putting it right next to these guys. Like they must know what Red Line's gonna be. Just in intense chaos in a war.
Did you sub or dub this?
The first time I watched it, I watched it subtitled. This time, since I'm just watching it for free on YouTube, I watched it dubbed.
That's a good thing.
And I actually quite like the dub, too.
Yeah.
I think it was pretty well done.
Hey, almost like you got two wins back to back tonight where you kind of like the Gunsmith Cats dub, and then you like this one's dub.
I love the look of this family. It's so off from everything else, but
that's the point. It's just like it's a big lip dog, and I'm like, what the hey is this?
Yeah. Yeah, no, I think they did a really good job with the cast for this dubbed version. I'm glad I watched it this time. I still might like the sub version better. I have to go back to it relatively soon, but yeah, this is one of the better ones.
Yeah, I've heard this one's good on the dub. But I've just been in a sub mood recently, or I'm in the sub era right now, so
yeah. Yeah.
Hey, no, they're doing good work on the subs.
Well, yeah, that's the original version.
Or dub, sorry.
Dubs, yeah.
All right, this part obviously reminds me of that one bit out of Gennady Tartakovsky, excuse me, as they're like going down towards the planet with all those gunships. Not the same though, of course, where they're like entering an atmosphere, and so they're like they have friction with them. But anyways,
oh man, I just love this robot world. Step in this
all their designs. I don't know who came up with them, but they're just like give them an award or something like that. They're geniuses.
Yeah, and everything's so shiny and such a great the motion is so good, not just with the racing, but just people walking. Everything feels like it has such a great weight to it. I like that the world almost looks, or the moon looks like black and white. Something about that looks pretty cool.
So there's refugees and immigrants on this one as well, which I forgot to mention that in the last, in Gunsmith Cats, how hilarious, like when that senator was like outed, he said, like, I was just trying to get rid of, like, I don't know what it was, something in immigrants. I'm like, what the hey is that about?
It's a Republican conservative
by that point, or yeah, I guess so.
Oh, they've always been on that train. Yeah. But I do like that this president, he's got such issues with emotions. That seems to be an issue for a lot of these Robo World folks. But this guy in particular is like, oh, those bastard migrants, we should never let them settle on there. He just hates them, wishes that he would have just destroyed them. I think that's pretty funny.
I mean, as we see later on, he definitely has the technical magnitude of to back up those statements, but...
Oh, and here we go. Poor little DeZuna here.
Red Skull looking like... He looks like a cross between Red Skull and Black Mask.
Yeah, another guy who has some emotion issues. I find his arc in this just so funny.
Did he... Like, I don't really care about the spoilers, but did he even finish the race?
No, I don't think he did. He may have died. I'm not sure. I think he did die, actually. I think he got killed by a Funky.
I really wish that the commentators on this would have, that when I say commentators, I mean like the race commentators, would have kind of like, what is it, acknowledged that he was in the race, and they were just like, all right, and here's like our ninth contestant.
I was waiting. I really hope that they would have. I would have loved that.
Like how, this is kind of random, but it's like, yeah, fair enough.
Yep, little scalpers.
I mean, you know what? That if that was like what scalpers are act like, it's like they definitely do act like that. Sorry to everybody else there.
Yeah, and I like the way they set up the world on this shitty little moon too. Yeah, everyone's just out to screw each other.
What are they getting paid? Peanuts? Literally, almost. I also like that some of these guys actually come back. I did not realize that. That was a very good, like, callback.
Yeah, I didn't notice when I was watching it last night that they have a lot of fades to black. Yeah, I like the fades to black. You don't see that as much these days.
That's a good point. I guess I didn't realize.
Yeah, I went to go see The Birds in the theater yesterday. And so many fades to black in that for transitions.
Hey, maybe not the best time to ask, but has Shin Kamen Rider come out yet?
I thought it was coming out in the end of November, but I might be wrong.
Okay, whew, thank goodness. I haven't missed it yet. This guy's tweaking out like, holy smokes. And it's the opposite. He's trying to give the guy cigarettes, not like ask for them.
I guess just baffled. Like, oh, what the fuck?
Also, I don't know if he called him grandmother or something like that. It's like, I don't know if that was a woman or a man. But maybe it doesn't matter.
Yeah, in the version I watched today, it did sound like a woman, but yeah.
Also appreciate that there are hover bikes in this world, but they still have like racing with cars. Or with wheels, excuse me.
Yeah, it's a pretty damn cool looking bike, I'll say that.
Yeah, chopper style. It's the thing. I don't think, like, even though Chopper looks like awesome, like, you know, visually it looks great, I can't do it. Like, I don't think I can do it.
For actually riding them?
Yeah, I don't think I can have the look.
Yeah, and I don't know if it's worth it. I don't know if it's worth it.
I'm more of a Croc Trucker guy.
Oh my god, it looks like we've actually missed Shin Kamen Rider.
Dang it.
Yeah, it looks like it actually came out during the summer. And now it's on Amazon Prime. So maybe we have to come over to watch it sometime.
Mother trucker. Fuck.
I don't know why I thought November.
No. I'll find another way. Son of a gun. Because I kept thinking, like, when's it supposed to come out at some point, right?
Yeah, I just had such a busy summer. I was just tuned out of everything.
Fair enough. As long as we don't miss minus one, that's all that matters to me right now.
Yep. Yeah. And here we get the Boiler Man. Is it Kamaji from Spirited Away?
I think so, yeah, which that's all. I wonder if it was the same designer, actually. I wonder if, I don't know if it was the same guy, but there had to be multiple designers for each person, right? Like, I mean, if one person came up with everything, that's amazing. But like, yeah, I wonder if it was the same guy from Spirited Away. That'd be hilarious.
Yeah, I wish that I had a Blu-ray with a whole bunch of special features. I'm fascinated about the production for this. Because I know they did it for 7 years, and I think you can see it on the screen. Nothing is, there's no off frames. Everything feels so incredibly detailed.
There's like maybe, I'm not going to say unintentional, like intentional, but there's parts where I looked at Cherry Hunter and I was like, or Miss McLaren, and I'm like, she sort of looks like they didn't put a lot of detail into her, at least in that point. But I'll show you, don't worry. But sure. I think you're still right.
Yeah, don't say too much. I'll start breaking out the hammer. Keep that down. I'll smash up my computer. No, I'm just kidding.
That's going to backfire in the long term things. You probably shouldn't do that.
Immediate backfire. Yeah, I'm open to critiques. I think I was in too in awe to notice any, if there are. So.
Well, I'm just thinking of my, like, not as a critic of animation, but just as a person who is studying animation. It's like, no, I can see like what's like, if there are, I'm not going to say shortcuts, but if they like had time or they didn't have enough time, but if this is the definition of like the animators had enough time, it's like, wow.
By the way, I do like this. I find this guy quite funny. The, I guess the mechanic. Yeah, I think he's a pretty fun little character there.
Because we have Frisbee, who's like the bookie. They call him something else, but he's like the bookie who gets them things. And then obviously Pops here. I forget if his name's Pops. I forget his name. But
yeah, Magura.
He's the mechanic. Sorry?
Magura.
Magura. Thank you. He's the mechanic, like you said. And then JP's the driver.
Yeah, and Frisbee also does the designs. He just doesn't actually build the car. But he comes up with how to build it.
The engineer, basically.
Yeah, I do think it's interesting with Johnny. He just fucking trusts that guy, stupidly so. And maybe he thinks that together they'll ride their way to the top and hopes that Frisbee will see the light of day. Or I don't even know if he fully... I mean, he must have known that Frisbee blew his tire, but he still just trusts him.
Yeah, I don't know, because like, well, I thought... Because, yeah, JP's in on the whole thing, right? I mean, I said that in the beginning.
No. I mean, I think he just chooses to look the other way. It's like, okay, you're going to get the money whichever way you want, but when I'm behind the wheel, that's all that really matters, and I'm the one in charge during that.
That's what that's what he's going to be saying soon, right? Oh, that's right, because he says Pops. That's right, okay. So I was right.
Yeah. Like, he's never going to throw a race, but if Frisbee throws it for him, then he just kind of goes along with it.
Like act of God slash like interference. It's like, I mean, hey, I didn't intentionally do that. I would have won. He would have won that yellow line had he finished. But
yeah, and he seemed pissed or at least disappointed. And I guess now that he's a red line, maybe he thinks, okay, maybe now he'll realize that we're in the big leagues, and he won't fuck me over again. Maybe.
We'd hope so.
Yeah, I'm thinking that's what he's thinking, but I'm not 100% sure. Again, I was lost in awe.
Yeah, what did you think of this fish tank?
Oh man, yeah, I'm in love.
Don't tap the glass.
I love this guy with his weird arms.
Yeah, he's like Gumby.
Yeah, but he's also like, is he like a cyborg? Because the dimensions don't seem like they would appear in nature.
Since when is this movie like natural?
That's fair.
We're dealing with some kooky, whacked out stuff here, my friend. I don't think I can accept this guy for whatever his species is. Interesting. Those worms don't start moving yet.
Yeah, maybe it's too hot for them. They need to get away from the heat before they can start to wriggle. But I do think this is quite a funny exchange, too. But pantsing him, that's pretty childish. That's pretty rude. Oh no, she's seen everything.
Also love how there's an oasis on his butt.
Oh, look, even the back of her head just got those, the, it's always the big round objects that they highlight with her Sanashi.
Oh, that's cool. Like, disgusting, but cool.
Yeah, I don't like that they're spitting stuff out. That's gross.
You basically want to, like, play that gag from Austin Powers 2, where they keep, or is it 3, where they keep, like, bouncing over the whole outright explanation of the satellite looking like a pair of breasts.
Oh, and by the way, I'm not complaining. I think her and JP are pretty attractive designs. I'm all there for it. So I just pointed out to point it out, as because I know some people might, or just because that's something that I noticed in the animation. They're very clearly, everything's big round, breasts when it comes to her in the designs.
I like her face. I don't know why. I love her face and love her hair.
Yep.
I mean, it's probably just like you could, it's sort of a shovel face, but like, I don't know. I like it. It seems nice and I guess aesthetically pleasing.
Yeah, a little bit more played back.
And I like her eyes.
Yeah, like JP, you could maybe say is over designed. There's a lot going on with him in terms of his hair, in terms of the way that they, the facial hair, his own face design. But super pretty, both of them.
Definitely love her eyes. Very, very striking, very emerald.
Yeah, and I love that little device that she has. What is it? I forget what they call it.
Not starlight, but they're about to say it. Streamlight, that's what it is.
Streamlight. Yeah, it looks really pretty in that, and yeah, some early setup here.
100 times more energy than Gold Nitro. That's, yeah, pretty obvious. All right, other Howard the Duck character, like, read the room, please.
Yes, of course, who I immediately loved. I was like, oh my gosh, yeah. Maybe I just have a thing for ducks. Maybe that's why I like Howard the Duck. Maybe I want to fuck a duck, like, oh no, don't say that. From Howard the Duck.
I just like, I mean, I like Daffy Duck more than Howard the Duck. Donald Duck's pretty cool, don't get me wrong, but like, Daffy Duck's just funnier.
Yeah, I don't know what it is with me and Howard. Yeah, because I haven't even really liked all the, I haven't really much liked the comics I've read of Howard either. I think a lot of them are pretty, yeah, maybe they were funny. Well, maybe I'll hold off.
Yeah, they haven't, it's niche. It's, you know, it's for a certain group of people.
Well,
I mean, maybe I'll read it for, you know, I'll read it just for, you know, research purposes, but it's like,
yeah, that's more what I get. It feels more like homework when I'm reading Howard. Some of the stuff there is pretty cool, but. Oh, by the way, that duck guy and this guy here, Trava. Yeah, that was, these two are the leads of Trava, Fist Planet. Yeah, but unfortunately, I forget what his name is already. He's got a funny name.
Black, or Red Skull, or Red Skull mixed with Black Mask.
A little Dezuna, I think it is.
Yep.
Yeah, I love that this guy, the whole reason this brutal fight's going on is because he was just like, oh, you know, we used to be friends. How could you guys go to Red Line without me? Like, you're doing this just to hurt me. Yeah, it seems like these robo folks, you wouldn't think that they're ultra emotional.
Ultra passionate, mate, more like it.
Yeah. Look at him, he's bawling. Some slow motion there. Why does slow motion look better in animation than it does in with real people?
Maybe because they're like making it work properly.
Because it doesn't look unnatural. Oh boy. Oh my gosh.
Okay, right there. Right there. Right there. Did you see? I don't know if you saw it, but did you see Miss McLaren?
No, I didn't. I didn't.
Like her face kind of looks, I don't know, less detailed than before. Maybe it's just because she's further away.
Yeah, I think whenever Shinkai's on screen, Duckman, I'm always looking at Duckman.
That's fair.
Yeah, I just love that design. And here we go with Machine Head, another really cool design.
They just, everybody looks so well, like, you know, different. You can differentiate them, even their voices in Japan were so good. Even his personality, I love that. He's just like, all right, fine, I'll just go around you.
Yeah, and just from the way he looks with his dress, you can really see the smugness. Like, this is a guy who sees himself as some sort of royalty.
Command, imposing, it's wonderful.
Whoa.
Shouldn't have done that. Oh, man.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, I don't know what it is, but the slow motion is great.
Yeah. It's just all so well done.
Okay, now I find her dress a little funny to look at because it looks like a picnic blanket.
Yeah, I won't say my joke after that. Yeah, I just I'll leave that there.
Are you waiting for that joke later on, or?
No, I was about to say a joke and then I realized, oh, don't. Yeah, maybe that's an inappropriate joke.
Yeah, no, maybe.
Let's move on.
Maybe not politically correct.
Yeah, I will say we did record Gunsmith Cats right before this, and I am deep in the booze tonight, so.
I guess I'll say the joke that I was going to mention before. So if you remember the bit for like this, it's just so random, but like I'm okay with saying it now. Remember the bit where Rally and May are going to like follow up on that, like John Washington's daughter lead, and they go to that like random guy's apartment.
I'm trying to remember, but
it's in episode 2, kind of beginning of, and then they like go to apartment 6 and then they're expecting like a girl, and it's just like either cross-dressing, blackmail, or something else.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
My joke was gonna be maybe he's adopted, or maybe she's adopted, excuse me.
Oh no, there you go.
And I was like, oh, that might be a little bit offensive.
Yeah, that's fair. I do like this. I think his name is Colonel Volton.
Yep.
I didn't write it down.
Colonel Volton.
But I like that he's like got the mirror image hair from JP, his enemy.
Like Pride Rock almost.
Yeah, I mean, oh, everyone looks so distinct and cool. And I like that Trava, is he like a werewolf looking man or something? He kind of looks like he's like a half wolf man.
There's a dog man there, I forget. Something like that. He's, yeah, werewolfish, but I've seen those ears from somewhere. I can't remember now.
Yeah, I'm excited to check out. It seems like he's maybe the lead of Trava Fist Planet, since his name's right in the title. So, very curious to check that out, hopefully soon. I don't know if that's on YouTube. I haven't checked yet. But
huh, I just realized these two never, you know, encounter each other again.
Volton?
I won't say, yeah, Volton and JP, it's interesting. At least for a movie. Yeah, no, they don't, there's no little, like, you know, how to put, like, JP getting, like, the best of Volton later on.
Yeah, one of the things I like is that the focus when it comes to JP and Astonishy, it's solely on that race. Basically, everything else around that's happening around them is just for us to see as the audience for expanding out the world. But for them, all it is that path forward to get to Red Line. And once we hit that the start of that race, I think it's about an hour in, it's just 40 minutes of just nonstop crazy action. And it's just so amazing.
It's smart that they gave a simple and digestible plot to these two in a way, because then they're like, okay, we'll give it like these two human looking people. I mean, I'm pretty sure, yeah, whether JP's not human or not doesn't matter. I don't know if McLaren's human or not. I guess she is, but they at least give the simplicity to these two so that the audience again can kind of digest it. And then after that, they're like, okay, but every other like non-human entity out there, we're just going to make like just so esoteric and out there that it'll be like, what the hell am I watching?
Even that giant bike that he's sitting on. I mean, that thing is just so exaggerated, the proportions, but
larger than life.
Yeah, and I believe it's this scene where they set up that they have a prior relationship that she doesn't know about, that she was the one who inspired him to race. And I like that it really never comes up. There's like one moment when it seems like he's about to mention it to her, but we never actually see them hash that out. I think that was cool too. A smart
dang. I love those eyes. Fuck. Sorry.
No, absolutely. Yeah, I'm in love with both these designs, by the way. I think they just Yeah, it's making me think of when I watched Blue Velvet or Wild at Heart. It's like, damn, these two are just way attractive, both of them.
She, she doesn't recognize him because of his, awesome hair.
Well, and all she could see at that time was the path to her career forward.
This is where it is.
Yeah. Yeah, and then they're just kids. They don't really take racing seriously. They're just like, whoa, you're doing some cool stuff.
I feel like he'd still be, he'd still be like a greaser almost, but he wouldn't think of it like in a professional sense.
Well, he's just so amazed by her.
You know, I mean, what I'm saying is like he's already into like, cars or.
Oh yeah, I see what you mean.
Just like that, yeah. So he's still into that, but he's like in. If I use Greece, for instance, like in Greece, they were never like, sure, they had their own like races going on, but it was never like this is like he would never do it like professionally.
Yeah, don't really take it serious. Just something to do for fun. But to see her here, I love how they're all amazed with when she actually managed to get the car out. Like, holy fuck! Oh, look, there's her little necklace too.
Oh, so that Starlight was still there.
Yeah.
And see her passion, commitment, and drive, and just utter sheer like not spitefulness, but stubbornness as well to like win that race. Like that is literally what like kind of turns him on to racing and what he likes about her.
Yeah.
Which I like. That's the one thing that he likes, her principles and not just the obvious surface level stuff.
Yeah, and correct me if I'm wrong, he never mentions it to her that they're past in this movie.
I feel like she may have figured it out herself.
Mm.
Later on, of course, I mean.
Yeah, I do love Frisbee. The two of them, the Magura and Frisbee, just the like the smug distance of Frisbee. Like he doesn't even care about the insults coming his way.
Both think of are thinking about the future, but in different ways. Where Pops is thinking about like winning, like not like winning it as a race, but also like for the safety, because Frisbee wants to use a highly unstable and still in development or still being researched engine that can go stupid fast, but it's kind of unstable if you put too much work into it. And Frisbee is thinking about the fact that they're dealing with this mafia, with this crime lord, excuse me. And so that's what he's thinking of. So I kind of like the dynamic between the two of them and the contrast.
Yeah, I think I like the way that the three of them all play off each other as a unit. Yeah, because they're all pushing towards that same goal of getting to the race at this point. Maybe they have different ideas of what the outcome is going to be. But I think that the very different styles of interactions all work well during these scenes. And again, I at the risk of overpraising, which I feel like I won't be able to help doing, I think all this setup stuff works just fantastic for making me anticipate, because they're always bleeding in stuff of like, okay, the race is coming soon, and we see some images of people racing around, getting a little sense of the speed we're going to get. And especially after the high of that first race, like I'm anticipating, I can't wait to get to it. So
yeah, everything's set up by this point for, the ending, which is just perfect on how to do it. You want to talk about like praising this film? It's like me doing a terrible job at talking about the Iron Giant.
That's what, I don't know about terrible job, but that's what I was thinking with the Iron Giant and Prince of Egypt. You said for both. You're like, I don't know if I feel like I was just sitting there praising it the whole time. Yeah, I mean, I can't help it with this. I'm in that boat that you were in.
No, that's fair. I mean, yeah, I've heard of this, but I guess my history with this beforehand, I didn't really give my history, which sure. I guess I could give now. Yeah, I've known about this film. I remember one of my coworkers years ago telling me about this film and how it like destroyed the studio. I didn't know it was Madhouse. And how it bankrupted them. And that was who he was talking about. But it's like, yeah, this is what Redline is. Like, wow. Because I have seen images of Redline. I saw like the poster for it is very striking. It's that yellow with a lot of like lines. It's a very, very good, like, I really like that cover. and I've seen some AMVs, as I've informed him what that is. So like they took like, what is it? Either like a heavy metal or a death metal song, and then put using those, the images from the, like not this, but like certain images and or sequences from this film, they would like put it over it. So it's like, oh, that's cool. That's how I kind of figured it out. Or that's how I found out.
Yeah. I wonder if we're still working together when I watch this. I couldn't figure out what year I watched this in. But it feels like it was a while ago.
I love these policemen, by the way, or these police units.
Yeah, at first it seems like, oh, they're just here to disrupt, and then just carnage. Just fucking blowing people up.
Yeah, and it's like a non-lethal explosion, sort of. Like, it's a jello explosion, almost. I love that.
And this surprised me. I was not anticipating this. Oh, I like her little pipe there. Or maybe that wasn't a pipe.
She had pipes.
Maybe it was I thought it was like a weed pipe, but maybe it was a piece of oh, here we go.
I see cigarettes. But yeah, no, as soon as I saw, I was like, what the hey?
Yeah, I wasn't expecting a topless shot for her there. I was like, oh, okay.
But thankfully I was just pleased to, you know, see her eyes again, which is like that's wonderful.
And this is cool for Machine Head, seeing his development as the Red Line champion, also developing himself. Like upgrading.
Are you saying steroid use?
I guess that could be the reference. Yeah.
But yeah, this is what I thought. The robot world or robo world would be like, where they can integrate themselves with technology, but Machine Man or Machine Head or whatever his name is. As he says, like, I'm a part of my machine. I assume that's what the robot world or robo world was, but that's not the case.
Yeah, no, that's fair. Oh God, the hips on these two, the, I can't remember what they're called right now. Something Boines.
Something Princess. Yeah. Boin Boines or something like that. Super Bonds. There we go. Or Super Boines.
Super Boines.
Not Super Bon. Super Bon. Awesome. TIE Fighter.
Yeah, they're connected to that magic princess, and same with one of the racers from early on. It seems like they're, whatever the empire is for that princess, has a big influence in this world.
I love the fact, okay, their design looks a little weird. Like, their eyes aren't as big as McLaren's, but I see what they're going for.
Yeah, absolutely.
By the way, they had that, what the heck was that called? Basic Instinct shot. I saw both of them had underwear.
Yeah, no, this is funny. It feels like it's parroting something that I'm sure we can all think of.
Yep.
So I won't say too much more, but...
like, maybe idols? Okay, them thrusting was just, I don't know why, but funny. I couldn't take seriously.
Yeah, it's all funny. Like how she's just watching it. No comment.
just having a dart there.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't know why she needed to be topless for those that little sequence there, but
TNA.
I guess there's that. Yeah.
Oh, by the way, this is like way more like, I'd say this is a light 18A, but not like.
That's fair.
Not like a lot more like hard than Gunsmith Cats, but like.
Yeah.
You know, this isn't like there's blood like we just saw with these two knuckleheads, but like. By the way, this is the part where they like the death metal was used in the AMV with these like knuckleheads.
I love this promo section, just setting up, okay, here's the racers, here's the people we have to contend with. I even though it's like almost like an exposition scene for like 5 or 10 minutes, maybe like 5 minutes.
Lynchman movie company, I love that.
Oh, by the way, this car too. This is a super cool car. I could almost see a Batmobile version. With this car, it's a couple little additions. I guess now I'm thinking about even the recent Batman, the Batmobile looked similar to this a little bit.
The rear didn't, but
yeah, just in terms of the body shape, not the front or the back.
Man, you reminded me of that. That is a nice Batmobile.
It really is. Yeah,
and like I don't know, like 30 seconds he lasted in that thing.
I like all these news cut-ins too.
again, something about the, like, you know, the comment of on news anchors and TV reports. And he's completely fine. That's just, what the hey. So I feel like these two guys are like a comic troupe or something like that. They're like a pair of people. Also, just that Terminator 2 reference of him, like, flip act, like revolver actioning the shotgun. I fucking love that.
I love this fucking dick cop. He's just smacking them with his gun.
Oh, just pistol whipping them the crap. Like, not even pistol, but like, just, yeah, I guess gun whipping him to the end.
And then he just jumps in, joins the race. And they're like, "What? What about this your coworker there? We all think that you're in a illegitimate relationship with her. This seems inappropriate." He just beats a lot of them.
Wait, moral paragon. Who should be? He's engaged in adultery. Is he married? Is she a teenager? What's?
Well, it's, you know, he's a higher up officer, and he's, you know, infatuated with his maybe younger on the staff, you know, lower in the position.
I mean, they could just be okay, whatever. Anyway,
hey, there's a lot of inappropriate stuff with power dynamics with Dayton.
That's true.
But we don't know what his position is. Yeah, maybe he's not that high up.
Holy smokes! I just love. Hey, Matt, why should you be really like standing close to that engine without any ear protection? Because that thing may sound like freaking loud.
Yeah, but it looks so great. It just looks so great.
Man, how much horsepower are we talking here? No, they said, like, what was it? No, they're about to say it. Something like 80 millimeters of steel or something like that. And it's like 55,000 horsepower or something. I don't remember.
Yeah, even the way they capture just the speed in that moment, the way that they, I don't know if it was frame rate or whatever they're doing, it just looks so cool.
It's the right amount of shaky cam just to demonstrate the power that the machine can output.
Yeah, and by the way, you know my thoughts on the police, but that Gory Rider, that guy is super funny to me. He's just a big asshole. He's beating everyone up all the time. Later on, we see his precinct, and they're all cheering for him. Something about that I just think is really funny.
And his girlfriend as well.
Yeah, and his lady friend.
Mistress, whatever you want to call it.
Yeah, just this little moment of Frisbee, seeing him working on his own. I think you get a sense that he cares more this time, or he wants more this time.
I assume that was him installing the thing.
Yeah.
Or planting the bomb. But yeah, maybe that instance of like, should I really, you know, do this? And we don't really see if he goes in it with it or not.
Yeah, then in the background we get this, like, a slight, like, revolution beginning. Right before Red Line.
Yeah, the occupants and denizens of RoboWorld are, you know, kind of peeved with the authority. Why not? Because we've seen the authority and they're a bunch of, like, hosers. So they're like, we got to rebel.
Yeah, a little workers' revolt.
And thankfully, it actually works in their favor because it prevents that now RoboWorld's on auxiliary power and they wouldn't have been able to launch all their weapons of mass destruction.
Yeah, poor RoboWorld. They're just going along trying to develop their biological weapons in secret. And then these stupid racers have to show up and just throw their whole plan to chaos.
Well, it's not just that. It's also the fact like they have long range weapons and they can't fire on all the racers entering their world, because yeah, the League was going to enter in their world and they were going to use their devices to like prevent them from even entering. But now they can't, except for the fact that they have those hyperdimensional cannons. Or disintegrator cannon, excuse me.
Oh, their little theme song kicks in here. So funny. Yeah, I like that here we get a sense of that. Yeah, it seems like they deal with some more biological stuff. It's maybe RoboWorld, but yeah, biologics is definitely a part of their technology here.
Again, unfortunately, this is, I'll make this a, I don't know if this is probably a nitpick, so I can't say a complaint, but it should be cyborgs, like cyber world, not robo worlds. Because if they're going with biotechnology, that's fine, but don't call it robot world or robo world. Excuse me.
I think robo world just has a funny sound to it.
It definitely does. Don't get me wrong. By the way, these two knuckleheads, guy on the left, I don't like his design. He looks kind of stupid.
He does look stupid.
That's the point.
I think it is.
I couldn't help but think of Beavis and Butthead.
Yeah, no, definitely that. They're a lot of these guys are meant to seem like nerdy and stupid, and yeah, the Lynchman guys, definitely.
No, they seem like the other word for slow. Not nerdy.
Damn. Well, I guess we're gonna go there. I like that we get just some random shots just framed from her, just kind of preparing, seeing how she lives her life. Just normal person.
Yeah, being just a regular person, I suppose. Because she's, like, I guess the secondary protagonist of this piece, I guess. Because JP's the main protagonist, but again, I guess because she's the human character, it's sort of the... Honestly, this is, I guess, what Guardians of the Galaxy gets right with Peter Quill. Because then they have everything, like all the kooky like alien stuff afterwards.
Yeah, I guess that's fair. Oh, I've heard they actually met. Yeah, JP and Sonashi as kids.
Yeah, at some point they did. And he just completely falls into no worry of inertia afterwards.
Yeah, yeah. This guy's lucky. Yeah, he's built well.
Tough son of a gun. He's got that Dom energy with him, or Dom bloodline in him.
Yeah, I always say that I had the built bad syndrome. He's got the built good syndrome.
That food looks nice.
Yeah, it really did look great. Like everything in this, really.
I don't know if it's supposed to be... What the hey? I don't know if that was supposed to be like ramen or if it was something else. It looked like it had rice in it. But I assume... I don't know if they said this is the map that every Red Line Racer has or if this is just her, like, her map.
We don't see JP working on it, so... But he doesn't really seem like he's working on anything. He goes more off instinct. And then...
So here we go. This is where I think she starts to like put maybe two and two together or whatnot. And she said like, cause look at her, like she's kind of lost in thought or at least, and she says no way. So it's like,
oh, that I thought she was more like, well, I'm starting to kind of like this guy. Cause when she saw that he left that earring for, she kind of smiled and thought he was sweet. So I thought there, she was just like, oh, like maybe he isn't the guy I thought he might be.
Oh, maybe that's true. Never mind.
And because they mentioned early on that, oh, like they say that you're not interested in guys. All you care about is driving. Like, could you like soften up and be a woman? That kind of trope. And so maybe she was starting to soften a little bit to him. Be like, oh, maybe he can be someone for me to be interested in until that.
You got a point there. So, Princess World or whatever they call it. Where's the magic? Like they said magic. It's like, where's the magic? I was expecting, you know, some weird spells to occur and there's like barely any of this.
Yeah, that is a touch that I really enjoy. It's a weird touch to introduce that, yeah, this world has magic, but we don't really get to see any of it because they're purposely saying, oh, we won't use it for this race. And I like how their princess, she loves Red Line. She's setting in, seemingly she might be running Red Line
potentially,
and she looks like she's like an 11-year-old girl, just does it for fun.
Well, I'm happy that she's not sexualized.
Not at all. Yeah, she's got all of her little lady servants, but yeah, just another fun little weird touch in this.
Like her design.
Yeah,
Planet Supergrass, Grass Hall, son of a gun.
They almost had like a juice box for here you go.
I'll tell you what, I think there's a lot of people who want to have some super grass right now.
Heyo.
There you go. So in the last episode, or what we previously recorded on, we had this thing about, you know, lips, and listen to that for what I was talking about. But here, some of these gals and some people just have some real big lips.
Yeah, by the way, pink, my probably my favorite color. They a lot of the use of pink in this, I think, are just gorgeous.
As my tertiary favorite color, I have to also agree.
Wow, look, that's so blue. It's fantastic use of blue.
No, it's not that. Do not say, what are you talking
Hey,
about?
it was the I saw. Now I'm looking at four shots in a row. A lot of blue in there.
But there's red as well.
Well, pretty much every frame in this is filled with lots of various different colors. That was definitely a thing that they wanted in there to make this as eye-popping as possible.
I will say, I like the fact that the hologram they're looking at of the map is, I know it's got some light to it, but it's not overshadowing everything.
Yeah, no, that's fair. Yeah.
I do question where all the people are. Okay, whatever this terminal that he's using is, it's, I don't think I've seen this in any other anime ever.
I don't think so either. And yeah, it's oh man. What can I say about all this?
Super imaginative. They really thought things through. This feels like something out of JoJo's Bizarre Adventure. I should have mentioned that as well.
Oh.
There's that like dealer or whatever he was, the exchange rate guy. And then these like,
Yeah, fish head kind of
there you go. And then these stupid scalpers are
guy.
there as well.
Supposed to eat all in one bite.
And then there's the guy who sold JP those that pack of cigarettes,
Yeah.
who's like tweaked out.
And of course, yeah, betting on JP.
Yeah, I mean, I assumed he was gonna come back.
Thought that was a cute touch, considering the rage at him earlier. Look at these two dopes. I like the glory shot for all of them, though, as they're approaching the big race.
Oh, that probably says something in Japanese that's, darn it, wish I could see it, but
Yeah, I've got a thing for sports-based things as well. I can just really get into the competition. And I love the building up. Oh, there we go. Kissing his little cop lady.
I again, like they say it, she looks, it's adultery, but it's like I don't buy it.
Yeah, if they said he was like a police chief and she was like a junior officer, then I'd be like, oh, there we go.
Yeah, then it's like, oh, what the fudge? But like right now, I'm like, eh.
Yeah, I don't think they say it.
Like it looks like, they're dating. Like even though they're, I guess, two different species, it just still seems fine to me.
Yeah, and generally it's discouraged, office dating.
That makes sense.
Maybe it's more of a scandal because he's always beating everyone up. He's clearly an abusive cop.
Can't separate like the job from personal life.
I love that cat too, by the way. I think that thing's super cool.
Definitely looks like Beerus from Dragon Ball Super.
I guess there was some magic that she can just appear her ship out of nowhere.
No, that was a trans, that was a hyperdimensional portal or whatever they call it.
I guess that I just thought because of the pink energy that maybe it had something to do with the magic.
How dare you assume pink energy is like assumed to be like, magic based.
Well, when the little princess was floating around and we saw that those ships were leaving that pink trail, I thought that was her magic, setting up the red line.
Oh, I thought there was just smoke and haze.
Could be. But oh my God, if we were watching this with the music right now, I was getting so hyped.
What I'm gonna say is once again, oh no, I was about to say Justin Lin, but James Wan, you hack, because this is from Fast 7,
Oh.
or sorry, Furious 7, where they like drop everybody off from, or like Halo drop them into the out of the sky.
Yeah.
And have them fall towards the sky, excuse me. But okay, these two clowns, these Statler and Wardorf knockoffs.
They're perfect. I like that one guy is clearly like he's the main play-by-play guy, and the other guy is, I guess, an ex-racer. And there's like almost an awkward dynamic with the two of them. I think it's super. It's very fitting for me.
Honestly, I guess I was just going through the motions because I was just more enjoying the visuals than like what they were. Maybe it'd be different if it was in English, but like, not that I couldn't, hear what they were saying, but I was just like, eh. Also, he kind of reminds me of Caesar from Planet of the Apes.
Oh, the X-Racer guy?
Yeah, ex-racer guy, excuse me,
Yeah.
or retired racer.
Yeah, it was like the over-exaggerated laughing at a pretty basic line. He's like, oh, huh. Like, it was delayed laugh, and then he's laughing so much. Maybe it comes out more in the English dub. But it felt fitting for some of the stupid banter that you hear on those sports broadcasts. I like this, too, them going to their little tubes and then just...
See, here, yeah, you could almost say, like, oh, they're integrating with their technology. No, again, just cyborgs.
Yep, cyborg world.
Because it looks like they're still, there's an organic aspect of the machine man or the machine head. He looks, you know, more machine than man, so anyway, whatever.
Oh, man.
Again.
I'm getting hyped already.
I wonder if, like, they're animating on ones or twos. Ones.
And some of this music during this section, it was making me think of the Daft Punk score for Tron Legacy. Some of the more electro kind of style stuff during that bit. I don't know what the word would be.
You know, if Tron Legacy was, if it had this kind of energy, I think more people may have appreciated it, or maybe not. I don't know.
Yeah, because again, this was a flop at the time. I guess they called it a cult film now. But
it is. It's made its budget back. Well, I don't know if it's made its budget back, but it's definitely way more popular on home release.
Yeah.
And
I'll say I'm waiting for a 4K. I think this thing would look stellar with HDR.
Yep. Totally. This is like one of the last animated, like, hand drawn films, by the way.
Oh, really?
Could you imagine? Can you believe that this is, like, hand drawn, by the way? Like, I don't know if there's an ounce of CG in this.
I think you can feel it. Everything just feels so precise. Nothing stands out awkwardly. Even with great CGI integration, you can always, at least I feel, you can always tell. And I feel like you can, everything feels of a piece in this.
I also, I forgot to mention, we didn't talk about it, but I love the fact that there's a thing with JP where he refuses to put weapons on his car. Because he's like, because they're like, both Pops and Frisbee were like, you got to put weapons on your car. It's like, or else you're going to get slaughtered. And we're seeing, you know, the consequences to this. And he's like, nope, I'm going to use my wits and speed to outmaneuver everybody. And I'm like, darn, that's commitment.
Yeah. Doesn't want anything to weigh him down. Just wants that speed. Because he knows if he just has a straight driveway, then he can take anybody on. Whoa.
Watch it there. Almost got a little cook back there.
Yeah, that was cool.
So I forgot to mention that I've refused to even check my timestamps throughout this entire movie. I just let this thing go on, and that's how you should do it. Like, don't have any distractions, because the whole movie is a distraction.
Yeah, there was no thought of timestamps or anything for me. I was just completely enraptured.
Didn't look at my watch. The only time I had to pause it was when I heard the phone ring.
Damn.
But it wasn't anybody, so I was okay. So I was like, ah, oh, come on. I wasted just a precious second that I could have kept going.
Yeah, and I really appreciate that their map is almost like water that you can immerse yourself in. There's something just cool about that. You don't really see that either.
Yeah, no, I've not really seen that in other holographic displays.
Yeah.
Hope one day that's what ours will be like.
And this poor president, he's always raging, and it takes his colonel to calm him down.
Poor president, you say? Seems like a ruthless dictator or warlord to me, but here's the Acura reference.
Yeah, the first drops of Funky Boy. And once they started saying the name, I was like, wait a minute, Funky Boy? The first time I was watching this, I was like, okay, this movie's already been pretty crazy. What the hell is this Funky Boy going to be? And yeah, so that captured me.
Yeah, I go with it. I'm like, oh, well, it's okay. Suckers.
Yeah, and you were expecting some of this, because you knew some of this was coming.
Not even that. I'm just I guess I'm just used to it. Like, when I hear Funky Boy, I'm like, if you watch Super Sentai or any of those guys, it's like, okay, you can kind of I'm immersed. Not even immersed. I'm used to it.
Well, that's fair. Yeah, and I don't know what to say about some of this stuff. This is, yeah.
Well, I mean, I'll be saying stuff, but there's one sound effect that I kept playing in my head the whole time.
Oh.
I just gotta wait for somebody to go by. At some point.
Yeah, but it's some cool stuff. Yeah. I don't know what to say to make an intellectually stimulating conversation over this, because so much of this is just fantastic action, and that's one of the reasons I didn't want to do a discussion.
Here's something interesting. When they're firing missiles and are bullets, it's like, are they fast enough that the bullets will not prevent them from going backwards? I mean, they're not that powerful, right? Like, but they're not exerting force. But will they outrun the bullets? Does that make sense? At the like high rate of speeds they're going, are they able to like not keep up with their bullets? Like the bullets would have to be traveling faster than the race cars themselves, right? I'm not speaking in intellectual terms because I would I should know all this if I was an actual person who studied physics properly, but you know what I'm saying, right? Where they're traveling fast, but the bullets are also traveling at a high rate of speed. So it's like, that's interesting to me.
Yeah, are you asking about the people firing the bullets or the people getting hit by them?
Firing. I mean, if they're being hit by them, then that also is a thing where, oh, they should like almost be torn in half. But by this point, it's not the case. It's even giving me like Devilman Crybaby vibes.
I love that too. Yeah, that's when little Daisuna starts. It's like, hey, I'm joining this race like, now.
Prolon.
He hasn't fully committed yet. We don't get that, but
this thing has more ham than like, or this thing has so much ham it could like feed a bunch of like Christmas dinners for the next like every single Christmas dinner on Earth for every, like all 8.1 billion of us for the next 100 years.
Yeah, and when I wasn't completely enraptured by the visuals on screen and the speed of it all. Yeah, a lot of laughs with some of this stuff.
Oh, this fucking thing right here, this is like some meme level stuff.
Yeah.
This is like I've seen vines and like short videos, TikToks on something like how stupid this is, where he just turns himself into like a skipping stone. It's fucking like, oh, that's something I would think of and didn't think of that or sort of. Now, as for this mafioso guy, this big dick, I actually thought it was the guy that JP saw when he was first, I guess, looking at that car.
Oh, that's interesting. That's interesting.
That's my theory that he's the man, like, cause he's the guy with a golden eye or whatever.
Yeah.
I was like, maybe it's him.
Yeah. Does he have two ladies with him here?
He has two ladies with him here and he had two ladies with him back then.
Yeah, no, that's interesting. I never put that together, but that could be.
Oh, hey, finger guns. I haven't seen that since the Sonic OVA.
By the way, I was thinking a little bit of RC looking at this character here.
By the way, I still didn't watch that RC thing you sent to me on Discord. I'm going to watch it after this.
Sure.
But speaking of like, you know, breasts or whatever, you want to like talk about how like these two, it reminded me more of Power Rangers than anything, but like,
yeah, and they're,
you want to talk about how like their car or like McLaren's car looks like a, you know, has breasts on it. Like this is more like full on. Like boobs.
Oh yeah, their command centers are in the breasts, and I like how their little single kicks in. Oh, a lot of nosebleeds in this.
Okay, this is different though, because like as they're traveling, it's like
it's getting beat.
But maybe it is like nosebleeds.
Oh, in the way that you're saying before. That's an expression for,
were you saying, what was that? I thought you were saying like all nosebleeds from like the rate of speed and the like G's are sustaining.
Yeah, that's what I was talking about. Yeah.
Fuck, I thought we were doing reverse where I was saying it for the G's and not, you know, the whole bit I had back in Benny of the Elements.
No, I just remember that bit just now that you said that.
Which I cannot believe you let slide. That's so freaking hilarious.
Did I leave that in there?
Oh, you did, because I don't know if you knew what that was about.
Yeah, I guess I didn't. Yeah, maybe I just forgotten. So I just left it in.
It's for adults to laugh at, or those who know it, laugh at, and then the kids be like, what the hay is he talking about?
I absolutely loved this part of the plot. Then he's just like, I can't help it. You just gotta let me do this.
It's so out of nowhere, and yet, like, wow, okay, fair enough. Let's go. Let's see how this goes. And they, admittedly, they don't really go anywhere with it other than, like, just adding him as, like, another, sort of like another, like, plot point, I guess, for another one of the racers to do, if that makes sense.
Yeah, that's probably why I say I can't critique this, because it feels so chaotic. It feels, this whole climax feels like chaos on screen. It's like a 40-minute long climax. And I don't know if this stuff all ties together. I really can't say. But just as a tapestry of just craziness, I think it all works so well.
Whoa.
And so script-wise, I really don't know what to say.
Oh, this whole minefield bit, by the way, is freaking awesome. And then the fact that, like, the like corrupt cop and the two goons are like tunneling under the earth. Who fucking thinks of this?
Yeah, and I guess they're paired up. They have their subplot. You know, I guess they have their minor rivalry. Oh, I love that too. Their little it's like a bike. How do they think they're gonna keep going with this?
They have to be like charged, like they had the horsepower like required for that, for them just like pedaling it like a bicycle has to like amplify it probably like a million folds by that point for them to be going that fast.
Yeah, then we cut back to the workers' revolt heading towards Funky Boy.
So I thought they were the ones that were gonna meet Funky Boy. I was actually disappointed they weren't, and then I realized, oh wait, there's still the other guy.
Yeah, again, that's why I say I mean, this just all feels like craziness. And yeah, I don't know if it's working to a proper effect, but just for my own enjoyment.
Sorry, they like get out of there. It's like, whoa. And then all of a sudden, wow, they get like whacked and tacked.
How is...
Whoa. He's like a pinball.
Yeah. How is the Trans Am keeping its speed? It's just also kooky.
Yeah, this is here where you see Frisbee. He's actually like, he's starting to enjoy himself. And then, like, you know, this big dick here, he's like, hey, you better not, you know, mess over or something like that. Like, stick with the plan.
Yeah, he's getting into the race.
Whoa, what's that?
Whoa.
Colonel Vulcan, send in the fleet. It's like, holy smokes, it's the egg carrier fleet and its star destroyers.
Yeah, it's all just so cool.
It's more of what we've seen, just like the whole army, basically, by this point. Hell's Troopers or whatever one of them called it.
Yeah, bullets flying everywhere in such speed.
Surprisingly, no one dies. Well, okay, as far as I'm aware, like none of the racers... And then Pucker here just gets out and is running like a mad lad. Somehow on roids or on cocaine and gets back in. It's like, what the fuck am I watching?
Yeah, what's happening now? I like that thing, that eye weapon. That thing looked cool.
The eye blazer?
Yeah.
Or I guess laser beam or laser vision.
And their stupid little craft.
Again, it's like every craft, some of them look maybe a bit similar, but they still all look distinct.
Yeah. And I like how they have their little like chess pieces on here, the Robo World guys. I think they're cool.
But it's funny, they're actually not like they think they're winning, but none of the racers have died.
Yeah, they're basically buffoons, the Robo World guys.
Oh, they're like I said, they're a bunch of like slowpokes. If you know what I'm, if you catch my drift.
Oh no, not again. The crab, yeah, I like that ship too.
Oh, and this part here. Where all of a sudden it's like, stop.
Yeah, and they only focus on those two because those are the three serious contenders. So I guess maybe Machine Head was like, oh, crap, not her. She's really the second seeded competitor.
And here's where I was like happy of like, okay, at least we got this. Like, at least him drilling in there went somewhere. And it's like, oh, he's waking up Funky Boy. Let's go.
That's what I'm saying. It's all chaos. Why even bother showing this workers' revolt when really it's just an incidental occurrence that Funky Boy escapes?
It certainly is, but that's the point. They used the workers to set up this whole plot, like this workers' revolt, and then how the racers, of course, were going to get involved somehow and, you know, lead to the release of this guy. Then collapse and sort of. I will say this. This is a nitpick, of course, but I did not like the screams of this amoeba fetus.
Oh, really?
Yeah, it was a little too high pitched for me.
I like these guys.
What the? That's a bioweapon where they're like, oh, this is illegal.
I don't think we're supposed to be seeing this. I like that too.
It's perfect. Again, Funky Boy. F-U-C-K-I-N-G. Amazing design. And like just what they do with him is also incredible. I thought he was gonna eventually like be the downfall of the he was gonna kill all these guys, but didn't happen, unfortunately.
Yeah, that's what's funny too, is it's just kind of a tangent. Oh, and Funky Boy shows up and they now Robo World has to be distracted trying to destroy their Funky Boy guy.
But like all of a sudden they like have a kaiju and you get a kaiju involved. It's literally like that end bit of Pee-wee's Big Adventure, where all of a sudden like they just go onto a set of Godzilla.
Yeah, and the first time I watched this, not having seen any reviews or knew anything about it at all except for the poster, when this showed up, I was just like, okay, like this movie, can it get any crazier at this point? Like, it's just throwing everything at me, and I'm loving every bit of it.
And it still hasn't. It still hasn't yet. Now, of course, other people are starting to die, but it's mostly all of like Robo World's denizens.
Yeah.
That are getting killed. Still, none of the racers have kicked the bucket yet.
Yeah, and I thought I saw little Danuza. He may have died, or is that, am I even saying his name right at this point? I'm drunk.
Danuza, okay. Excuse me.
Yeah, okay, there we go.
And there's our Soul reference, of course, because you always got to have Soul. I like that it's a tri-beam.
Yep. Fire everything at Funky Boy. But like they're worried, like, oh, make sure it's a one shot. We don't want poor Funky Boy to suffer. Take him out quick.
That's smart. All I can think of is I don't know if you remember this, but you remember the meme? Maybe you don't remember this, but you remember how in Modern Warfare 2, like original one, I don't know if it was Modern Warfare 2, but whenever it was the Russian call out of like an enemy AC-130 is above, how he just scream it at the top of his lungs. And then that's been a meme now. It's like, that just reminds me of when they launched those disintegrator cannons. It reminded me of that.
Oh, no, I don't remember that.
And somehow, by stupid logic, JP survives. Sheer awesomeness.
Oh, yeah, he's got the built great syndrome at this point.
Darn straight. And I also like that bit, though. Where the camera doesn't really zoom in, but Pops is like, wait, what's that on the underside of his vehicle?
Yeah, what's that little blinking light?
That was perfect. That was like absolutely perfect.
Yeah, so now he gets involved, which is great.
It's almost like they started with this story of like JP and McLaren's story, and I guess Frisbee as well, where they start off with that, and then they're like, okay, well, how can we justify all this? And then they started writing all this absurd stuff like for after the fact, which leads to like, I said, these are like really interesting setups. It's like, well, how is Pops going to find out about, the bomb play? If he does not, he's not aware of this whole like operation going on. How is he going to find out where like the bomb is on JP's car? So it's like, well, what if we had this like nuclear explosion that goes up? What creates the nuclear explosion? Oh, these like satellite orbital lasers. What are they targeting? Oh, well, if it's like this like amoeba fetus kaiju or something like that, it's made out of energy. It's like, how does that, well, where does that thing come from? It's like, well, it's an illegal bioweapon from the underground. It's like, well, how does, like, who goes in there? Like, how does that get released?
Yeah, one guy said, oh, maybe there's going to be a workers' revolt. Another guy says, just throw a wrench at it. Throw a car at it.
It's like, well, why is there a workers' revolt? Because this place is under tyrannical rule by imbeciles.
Yeah, you do got to wonder watching something like this. Like, how did they put all this together? All these crazy.
Like, were they on shrooms, cocaine, and speed or not?
Yeah, I do like this whole scene with the two of them kind of bonding. And the whole time she's just sitting against the car that he's trying to push.
Which makes me to believe she's heavy. It's like, whoa, wait a minute. What the heck? Yeah. I don't think she's lightweight or anything like that. But yeah, then this part here where we get another flashback.
Yeah. Start to understand Frisbee's motivation a little bit more about.
No, you were absolutely right, by the way, when you're like, she looked at him as like a criminal now. And so she wanted to get to the bottom of this. So he's telling her everything.
Yeah. Yeah, I think almost any other story, they would set up the fact that they had a previous dynamic so that I would come to play at some point in their growing romance. But no, it's just there's a bit of backstory for just us, the audience, and JP. Yeah, I think that's quite interesting.
I wonder if you could see the bomb at this point on one of because it was on one of his tires, right? That's upright. So it would be cool if like we could see the blinking light and they didn't. Whoops, I think you guys missed a spot.
I like how they just insert that. Oh, watch out, Funky Boys. Something's still going on over there. Just in time they get back, get the car upright.
Look at those rosy cheeks. She's like, all right, now I'm into you.
Oh, no. Oh, fuck.
Well, that's the problem when you don't, like, deal with the roaches properly. There's always one left.
And he just immediately blasts.
It's like when you get either mold or silverworms, or not silverworms, what are they called?
Silverfish?
You had them in your apartment. Thank you very much.
Yeah.
Or is it ringworms? No, something else.
Ringworld? No.
No, it's those little tiny, like, I guess it is silverworms, right? Because those are the flies, correct?
Oh, I don't know about the flies.
Mm. Or silverfish, excuse me. But it's this, you know, those little tiny gnats or whatever you want to call it. Oh, and then it's like, okay, so if Funky Boy survived, how are we going to deal with them at all? It's like, oh, we're going to get this like other giant kaiju who's going to merge with Colonel Vulcan and become this tentacle. Again, just fucking at this point, it's, yeah, another kaiju.
Yeah, could have never seen this coming. You know, could have never seen it coming.
I didn't know if, like, I just thought, like, Funky Boy was going to go after those guys, and all of a sudden this, like, eel creature from fucking Wicked City shows up.
Yeah, the funny part is this is all just a tangent. Now that Colonel, he's in love with the power, and, yeah, he's going to a fight. And the racers just in the background are returning to their, yeah, their road.
And that's it. That's it. Like Colonel, I think that's the last we see of him. And there you go. There's his mistress.
I love that they're all excited. Oh, he's using his secondary thing that just looks like a gun. This looks like a giant revolver car.
One of the, I don't, maybe you're mistaking Daizuna for one of the other Robo World denizens, I think, or one of the other commanders or something like that, because I know one of them like had their face like freaking ripped off, like, you know, it was from Indiana Jones or something like that, but just like blasted off. But that wasn't Daizuna, I believe.
Oh, okay.
Little Daizuna, excuse me.
By the
So I think he just dies off screen. Sorry.
Yeah, by the way, when she slid in and just laid out on him like that, I was like, hey, that's a fine looking image there. The two of them.
Wow, radical, dude. Let's go.
It just starts rattling all over. Like that zoomed in on their lips. Like they almost kissed right there, but not quite.
Can I just say that they really haven't like shown jiggling breasts yet? Which I'm like, I don't know why. I just approve of that.
Well, we saw it when Sonashi was celebrating her victory at Yellow Line.
Sort of, but not as. Trust me, I'm going to show you some stuff where it's like.
Oh no! Don't show me.
Yeah, no, okay. Not. I'm not trying to, but just like, just part of the, you know, part of one of the OVAs that I'll show you. But anyway, but no, this that I just made the sound effect. It's kind of obvious. Like, this is like either the director who like watched this is influenced by something or, you know, influenced by so many other things like Japanese related, or he was just like in love with the pod racing scene in episode one and was like, I'm gonna do that, but like make it even more like balls to the wall crazy.
Yeah, and I really like this little bit with Frisbee, by the way, too, that at first it's just like, okay, just let me wait and just let me see sweet JP take the lead. That's all I want to see. But the more they push, the more he's like, I just want to see him win this one time. Come on, let's give him that.
And then Doc Holliday and slow version of what's his name from Lupin the Third show up, and just like this guy, like this like slow mother trucker. He looks like he's from Roadhouse.
No, that's fair. Yeah, one guy looks like a cowboy. The other guy looks like a typical villain in these kind of things.
By the way, and I didn't realize this until I watched it on TV. Charlie freaking has, he just is a Catholic, what is it? Father, Son, Holy Spirit, blessing. But he shot screwdrivers. I didn't realize that until I looked it up on TV Tropes. I'm like, and then I saw it in the movie. I was like, or before he was loading them up, I'm like, what the flip?
Yeah, that's crazy.
Like, that's raw. That's metal is all flip. Let's go.
Yeah, like he shows up, takes the detonator. It's like, I'll hold on to that. And then later on, we just see him like getting drunk. And we'll see what he does there. But
which is actually to his advantage. Like, he doesn't radio in. You think that he'd radio into, what's it called, to JP and be like, hey, there's a bomb underneath you. It's like, nope. Mm-hmm. I also like that she's useful in this case as well, where I'm not saying she's not been useful, but she's like, she adds more to the race as well. It's like, hey, here's a course that you wouldn't have thought of.
Yeah. And by the way, once we get into this moment of the race where they both use their, what was it called again?
Steam light.
Steam light. This is pretty much the point where I just become slack jawed and staring in awe, barely blinking for the rest of the movie. It's just so firing on all levels.
So for me, this point, I'm like, oh, you did it too early. Now, they had the stipulation was the engine that JP has in his Trans Am could only have like 3 NOS capsules in it before it like basically goes out. And I was like, oh, so they're gonna have, because he's only used 2 so far, but I think they, I don't like that they used it this early. I was hoping they'd save it for the very end. The steam beam, excuse me. I was like, oh, let's go with, like, I thought we were going to do like one more, like have do all 3 NOS capsules. And then they'll like, at the very end, they're like, all right, well, we have no choice. Let's use the steam light. And that's when they would use it. But I'm like, I think they used it a little too early. But for why they use it now, it's like, I get it now.
Yeah, and especially once we see what happens to this car, I mean, it really can't take it. But,
well, it's just a breakdown. Even somehow Machine Head just has the sheer, like, stupid will to survive with it, because, again, he's a machine, not, like, human, so.
Yeah, and they did such a great job with all the chaos, and now we're just back to just straight racing.
There he is. There's
the speed of it.
So, Dazuna's still there.
Oh, was he?
He's still alive. Never mind. I thought he died off screen. Sorry, I'm incorrect.
Yeah, the speed of this is where I'm like, why can't I get a video game that looks like this?
Like, I love this part where it's like, we'll never catch up with them.
Yeah, they just give up. Yeah.
Oh, so that's the raceway, eh? Well, it's kind of going up, you know, vertically. It's like, ooh, that'd be kind of cool to see that. And then here comes, you know, little princess again.
I like how smug she looks. Like, oh, just wait and see. I got this all worked out.
She's like, oh yeah, no, I got a plan. And she definitely does. She's telling the truth, my friend.
Yeah, her plan is fuck Robo World and all their
Oh, she does. So that was the base. Oh, that's right. This base of operation. And she's like, screw their, you know, idiocy. I'm just gonna like plant the entire like flagship capital ship like into their base.
Yeah, she's just laughing about it. Like, this world is so meaningless to her.
I mean, kind of is, because all the non-refugees seem like total idiots.
I love that they have pink for the raceway. It just looks incredible, all of this.
Darn straight they do. It's great.
And I rarely get adrenalized watching movies. Very rarely. But I was there watching this. It's just,
I often do get energized by this, man. I think I've seen this be played in the theaters every now and then, and I'm like, oh, I should go see this in theaters. Next time it's on in Cineplex, we're going
100%. Yeah, I'll be,
no choice, because like the sound quality, not that I wasn't enjoying the sound quality in this, but I'm like, fuck, I want to see this again, like theaters to hear it. See, here you go. Here's the you know, the knockoff version, not even knockoff, but like Disco Deadfather or whatever, or Disco Ugly Uncle. And I thought that was the Mafia guy, but maybe I'm wrong.
No, it could be. That could very well be. I'm not sure.
And then again, just
Oh my God.
Machine Head going fully slow. Like it's, he's going full slow. Like I'm tell you what, it's nuts. And he's still not even done. It's not exactly. It's like, you just can't make this stuff. I don't even know. Like they should be like, the end of Akira where they're like going into another dimension.
God, I love this. Yeah, Magura's so drunk and he's like, oh, they're almost there. They just need a little more boost. Yeah, fuck it. I'll just blow that bomb up.
And even Frisbee's like, no, don't do that. Because, like, you know, he actually can win. But, of course, like, he uses it to his advantage. Yeah. That's where I thought, like, this is the moment where I thought Steam Beam would work. Or Steam Beam, excuse me, would work.
Yeah, I don't even know what to say. It's just all... And now it's narrowed. The field is only these two, or right there.
Even Machine Head kind of, you know, he also reminds me of in Cuphead. Sometimes the bosses would start to like morph as the stage goes on. And as you like keep beating them, they get a little bit more desperate. And so it's like he's doing the same thing where he keeps shifting forms. Like he keeps transforming.
Yeah. And their forms are shifting too. Oh, I love this.
It's degrading. Like not in a bad way. It's just like...
Yeah,
it keeps breaking down until what the actual movie is about, which is about these two.
Yeah, and just like running almost to the finish line.
It was here where I was like, well, not even here, but like here was like, this is full on like what the Flash should look like and why the Flash should be, you know, hand drawn or, you know, at least if I'm talking like CGI similar to Into the Spider-Verse, I'm talking like, yeah, that kind of stuff. Oh, and this blows the pants off of Into the Spider-Verse, but that's not like a negative thing.
I love how now they all stripped, all their clothes are gone, the women in their little party world.
Although they still, I'm pretty sure they still had like bras and
but
pants on of some sort,
but they're all fully dressed before. Now they're just in their underwear.
Oh well, I assume that.
Yeah, like what happened in the interim? They'll just threw their clothes off.
Okay, he should be on fire or something like that. I like that. I guess at this moment they're kind of a cool idea. I don't know if this is the case or not, if they're still floating in midair, but like I like that they're kind of like, I don't know, like there's no gravity here. So they're actually, that's actually a safe thing to do because they like basically like exit out of the atmosphere and then just got into gravity and they're kind of safe, which is nice. But yeah, this moment's clearly quite beautiful of them like embracing and sharing an intimate moment, which that's, yeah. That's what it's about, I suppose. The end.
Love the end. And I love just we leave it on. All the racers are happy to have made it to the end. Stuck in the afterglow. Watching the beauty of those two victors up there.
I was incorrect. Dizuna. Because I thought he was just like a nothing character until you like warmed me up to him. Yeah, he survived.
So fun. Just it's just randomly in there, that guy just decided to change allegiance because he fell in love with the race. And even the end credits here, we get a bunch of color. Yeah, it's cool.
Oh, and this is one of those rare occasions where this song works out super well, because this is one that actually like uses the title drop, of course, because it's like, you know, the official, I guess, part of the soundtrack. And there's that mandate of like, oh, there has to be a song that tells us the title. This was perfect. This was like one of the ones that like is great for it.
Love it. Yeah. I was just sitting there watching it welling up a little bit.
I think I have to maybe analyze the lyrics a little more, but they use Redline twice. And I think it works properly with its, I know what you're about to say, but it works properly for its usage, excuse me, in there. And yes, we saw our buds. So that's what they were doing at this time. Maybe that's why they had to go off Avatar.
Yeah, DR movie. They like, oh, fuck, we got to go do some pickups for this show, this movie.
This project, yeah. So it's like, sorry, guys, here's our Moi animation. They do, or as SK would say, Moi Moi good stuff.
A lot of DR movies in here.
There, I made two references to episode one.
Yeah, and again, I don't know what to say. It was just one of those experiences watching it where it just had me so captured that it was almost like tough for it to end for me. And I think that's why I was tearing up. I don't know why. Or maybe I was just in such awe. I don't know what it was, but yeah, it did. I loved it that first viewing. I love it even more now. This is something.
Man, that's awesome. I'm so happy that you love this film. It's so great. And how like emotional you can get with it. Like and how like connected you are to it. That's awesome.
Yeah, someone who's always loved car movies, always really enjoyed sports movies, even though I don't really pay much attention to sports myself. I feel like this is such a, it captures everything I like about those two genres in just the perfect way. It's just, oh man. But how about you? Pass or, not a fan? Or...
Oh yeah, no, pass as I go past the finish line.
There you go. Yeah, we made it to the end. Yeah.
I gotta ask, would you watch this on drugs? Like, would you drop acid or mushrooms and watch this?
I think it could be a fun mushroom experience. Could be.
Mushroom samba.
Acid, I don't know. I avoid that.
Well, sorry. No, maybe that's for the audience if you want to. Well, if kids are listening to this, just ignore what I just said.
Yeah, stoned. I was drinking last night when I was watching it, and
that's not stoned. That's a different kind of like inebriation.
Yeah, and I was captured.
All right, actually, you know what? To use reverse psychology on kids listening to this, yeah, go do all that stuff and see how it turns out in 25 years.
Yeah. Oh no, that's the wrong kind of reverse psychology.
No, but they're gonna be like, oh, really? Well, I'm gonna not do it out of spite.
Could be. Yeah, we got through it. I was worried that I wouldn't even know what to say, that I would just be captured again, sitting there slack-jawed.
Maybe like one or two times we like kind of just, not even that. So I am, thank you, Caleb, for that. That was a lot of fun.
Yeah, I'm definitely glad you finally watched it. Absolutely glad.
Thanks, man. Maybe there was a bit of putting it off, but you chose the right occasion because... I just basically have to live with this for the rest of my life, and I'm like, no, this is just so much fun.
Yeah, and I'm curious, do you want to spoil your pick that ties in?
Oh yeah, no, I'll totally say it. Do not worry. Sure. It was never like I'm keeping it from you, but so I guess we'll do, even though Gunsmith Cats was my pick, and then it was his pick, technically in the order it was supposed to be, it was this one first, then Gunsmith Cats.
Yeah.
But for my next one, so I guess we'll do the prequel first, but for my next one, I actually want to return to what I think is the grandfather or the inspiration for this. And I don't know if it's going to lead to an out of nowhere new series for us. We'll just start this now, but I want to go to Neo Tokyo because I'm thinking specifically of our old bud, Kalamori, the guy who did Wicked City and what else was other all his other stuff.
Is it Kawajiri?
Yeah, Yoshiaki Kawajiri, I believe. Mm. And his stuff with Ninja Scroll and Wicked City. We're returning to his little segment in that anthology film, which is The Running Man.
Well, I'm hopefully we can find it, because yes, I've been wanting to see Neo Tokyo for many a year, and I don't know, maybe they put out a disc for it now. I'm not sure.
I'm not obviously going to find it legitimate wise, as I said. Not that I wouldn't pay for it, but I'll even like, spoil what I'm saying, is that maybe it'll lead to us doing like, all the other anthology series and anthology OVA such as Robot Carnival and of course Memories.
Definitely looking forward to Memories. Yeah, Robot Carnival I don't have fond memories of, but yeah, it might be interesting to talk about.
That's what everybody says. Everybody's just like, eh.
Yeah. Memories is pretty cool, but I just looked up Neo Tokyo and it does seem like it might still be difficult to find. We'll try our damnedest.
Legitimate wise, by the way. With legitimate means. Illegitimate means, of course.
Yeah. But, I guess we should round this down. Thank you, Isaac, very much for joining me for this film. And for helping me get through this discussion. Because, I hope it turned out well. I'm still lost in the afterglow, just like those racers. Just panting and, watching. sounds wrong.
Definitely right there, bud. I'm happy that this was a fun one. This was a fun evening of watching this. I'm definitely feeling it. I recommend it to everybody. Go support the release. Hopefully this gets a 4K and gives us a lot of more insider info on this. I don't know who would, I guess Discotech would still release it, but yeah, I guess because I'm thinking like, oh, wouldn't it be Japan that has to release their things worse? No, it can be independent where another country does it themselves and pays out of pocket. So it's like, oh, I guess, you know, that makes sense. Or another company from another country, excuse me, would do that. But anyway, I guess till next time, be careful, because if y'all want to experience the same thing as going red line in a car, and you want to emulate that, say, on the dance floor or, you know, at a club or something like that with the use of additives, stay safe, please, and watch your drinks. Till next time, peace.